Well, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever. I remember beginning and ending every meal whenever I'd gather at my grandparents' house. We'd begin and end every meal with that verse. Well, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. As we've been preparing for this cantata and this time of praise and thanksgiving, a couple of people, not too many, but a few people have asked, you know, well, we're a full 2.5 weeks out from Thanksgiving. Aren't we a little bit early? Well, we hope not, because we hope that what we're about as people of faith and as people in general is about creating a culture of thanksgiving. There's a psychologist, Robert Emmons, who suggests that gratitude can actually change your life. Saying thanks, he claims, actually helps you thrive in so many ways in your life. He studied thousands of subjects and still is studying subjects. And he found out that there are several common predictors of happiness. People who lead happy lives, his study says, have several things in common. First of all, they have social relationships. People in their lives who are important to them, who are close to them, people they trust and people they love. They also have a sense of purpose of their lives. And then finally, they have a positive attitude in life. And what they discover, they think, that is so fascinating about this last thing, a positive attitude in life, is that it turns out that this attitude is created by gratitude, saying thanks. Gratitude isn't the result of a positive attitude. It's not as if you can decide one morning that I'm going to be positive, and so I'm going to give thanks. Just the opposite. A positive attitude is the result of saying thank you, of gratitude. Sometimes we confuse gratitude, thinking that we give gratitude, we can only give it when life is at its best. But there's a woman, I heard a TED talk not too long ago, that was talking about. This woman fled her native country of Ukraine shortly after the Chernobyl nuclear explosion, and she shared on her talk her experience of gratitude in the midst of life at its worst, of her family's poverty and of life as chaos. She remembered as a child something as simple as finding a penny that made her feel like a millionaire, or how a homeless shelter made her and her family feel like they were staying at a 5-star hotel. This woman, her name was Tanya, now is much better off in life and has more than she could ever have dreamed of, but reminds us that a sense of blessing and gratitude has very little to do with the external circumstances in life, but everything to do with perspective. So in the end, gratitude isn't about wealth or poverty or good fortune or even bad fortune, but it's an issue about attention. Focusing on the many blessings all around us, like we heard at Kids in Christ Time. Not at the whole, not on what is missing, but what we have. And that, friends, will change our lives. We'll give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. For God's steadfast love endures forever. 19th century Danish theologian Soren Kierkegaard was often, some theologians and some even psychologists say that he just might have been the first Christian psychologist, wrote a beautiful prayer that reminds us, I think, of this power of saying thank you, of praise and thanksgiving in all circumstances in life. And this is how his prayer goes. We receive all at thy hand, O God. If it is honor and glory, we would receive them at thy hand. If it should be ridicule and insult, we would receive them at thy hand. Well, let us be able to receive either the one or the other of these things with equal joy and gratitude, for there is little difference between them. And for us, there would be no difference if we thought of one decisive thing, that it all comes from Thee. So let us, not just at Thanksgiving, but throughout our lives, offer praise and thanksgiving as Kierkegaard did, praying to become so grateful that we would become marked by that gratitude, that so that even when the storms come in life, and we know they will, when life is at its worst, our lives would be marked by gratitude. Our lives would be shaped by this kind of identity. And that gratitude is where we find our true meaning, our true relationship with God. That gratitude is the way of thanksgiving. We'll give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. And so as we continue with our worship, we remember this God who has given us so many things, focusing not on the whole, on what's missing, but focusing on what God has given us. We continue now in our worship confessing a faith in that God who gives us all that we have, whether it seems like much or a little, it is everything. So in this time in worship, I invite you to stand as you're able as we confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed.